The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
A sixth sense is something that women have, that the Army and Navy took over and called radar.
And now, here he is, the chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. If the members of the Laugh Club will all sit down, we'll be able to proceed. Miss Ginger, is there anything you'd like to say before we get started?
I met the most wonderful man last night. I think I'm madly in love with him.
Well, that's nice. And does he like you?
I don't know, Mr. Holtz, but I wish he liked me well enough to want to call me by his own name.
Well, of course.
He's very rich.
Mm-hmm, and that's probably why you like him so much.
Now, look here, Mr. Holtz, you should know better than that. After all, love is all that counts. I don't care whether a man has $1 million or only half a million.
Well, I guess it wouldn't make much difference.
Oh, he's so wonderful. He said he'd lay the earth at my feet.
Well, don't be silly, Ginger. You already have the earth at your feet. What you want is a 3-story house over your head.
You're so smart, Mr. Holtz. I must remember that.
Ginger... How does his family feel about you?
Well, his entire family is against me. But I have Mother Nature on my side.
You have Mother Nature. That's right. I suppose you two, did you have a good time last night?
Oh, yes, Mr. Holt. We went dancing. And when he took me home, he asked me to kiss him. And before I could say no, I did.
Oh, Ginger, you're making me love you more and more. More and more. Here's a story about an Irishman who gets on the subway at 42nd Street in New York City, and he sits down, he looks across the aisle, and there is a man. A man is sitting there, and on each one of his shoulders is sitting a pigeon. A pigeon. And O'Reilly looks and says, well, that's the most fantastic thing I've ever seen. That is about a man sitting in the subway. Why has he got a couple of pigeons on his shoulder? Why? And he's looking at them, and along rolls the subway to 50th and the 59th and the 66th, and finally can't stand it any longer. He walks over and says, I beg your pardon. He says, I'm not an intrusive man. I'm not an inquisitive man, but I can't stand it any longer. It's fantastic. What are those two pigeons doing on your shoulder? The man says, I don't know. They got on at 14th Street.
Mr. Holt, I don't think I'm going to see that rich fella anymore. When I kissed him last night, he fainted.
Well, my goodness, Ginger, that must have been some kiss.
Oh, yes, Mr. Holt. The pressure was all mine.
Well, where did you ever learn to kiss like that?
Drinking water from slow fountains.
A likely story. Love that girl. Meetings adjourned.